for a number of years, thought that this is the way people are. And I just thought that, you know, life is a little bit sad, and maybe it's just the way I am. So I never attributed it to any type of illness. I certainly didn't think about depression. Toyed with the idea, and I thought, well, maybe I am depressed, but then the idea went straight out of my mind.
For anyone that has never lived with depression, Mark, how would you describe it?
I would probably have to use the analogy that Winston Churchill uses, and that's the black dog. It is very much like a black dog. It's there with you all the time. Some days he barks, some days he's quiet, and a lot of your life is spent just trying to control it. I know, I suppose another good analogy would be like it's like crude oil. On your down days, when you're really bad, you feel like you're just totally submerged in it and you can't move. On a good day, it's like there's a little speck of it on your jeans. You know it's there, but it's you can live with it and you can deal with it, and it doesn't stop you from living a full life. I think that's one thing that a lot of people who have never suffered depression don't understand.
What kind of things would people, as you say, on the outside, what did they say to you? Did you find that people struggled to understand what you were dealing with?
Some people did and some people didn't. Those that would have been close to me, that had known me, the most common reaction would have been, well, you don't look depressed. Or, sure, what do you have to be depressed about? And as much, when I would hear that, immediately I try and rationalise it and say, well, you know something, I do not have anything to be depressed about. And that's the thing that's probably very difficult for people to comprehend, is that you're not necessarily wanting life to feel bad. It just feels bad, and you can't put your finger on it. You can't get a handle of it. And because of that, you are somewhat floating. You're floating in the dark, and you're thinking, what's wrong with me? You know, if this were a physical illness, you could know where it is, and you could pinpoint it, and you could do something about it. But with a mental illness, it can be plain sailing for, you know, years. And I've had years where I've gone by living fine, you know, just living normal life, you know, had a job, had a car, I was able to pay bills, I was able to function normally. But then all of a sudden, the black dog gets a hold of you. And once it gets a hold of you, it just drags you down, 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 down. And when you're down there, the simplest thing, like getting out of bed in the morning, feels like, you know, it feels like you're training for the Olympics.
And anyone listening to you today who really identify with what you're saying and how you felt at your worst, what would you say to them?
It sounds silly, but it is true, and it is good to talk. It's really good to talk. Even if it's the smallest of things, like going to a support meeting, going into a room and sitting down with a bunch of strangers and looking around and knowing that not one of them is judging you. And that when you do say something, somebody will say, I know exactly how you feel. That makes a world of difference, knowing that you're not alone. Because one of the things that depression will do is it'll rob you of a sense of yourself, and it'll rob you of a sense of place. So you'll feel totally isolated from the world, but in fact, nothing could be further from the truth. There are people who have gone through the tunnel. When you're in there, you can't see anything. All you see around you is black, and you wonder, am I ever going to get out of here? But when you do see people who have made it through, it gives you a sense of hope.